Hello and welcome to Balls to the Wall, your soon-to-be favorite podcast, football podcast brought to you by Phakathi.
Phakathi!
My name is Sibongiseni Gumbi, and again I'm filling in for Jonty Mark, the Phakathi editor, and I've got my guest, the regular guest, the controversial guest, Tsepong Soleng. Good day and welcome, Tsepo.
Thanks, Boo. Thanks for welcoming me to the show, like as always.
Yeah, let's get on to it. It's interesting times. Pirates got their CAF spot. What did you make of that? Was it well-deserved?
I think it was well-deserved, you know, considering the fact that if you look at the way Pirates has been performing, throughout the season, especially, you know, in the last couple of months, I think they've done very well, and they showed that they are really eager, you know, to go compete in Africa. And, you know, with their last game against AmaZulu, they were ruthless. But again, you know, AmaZulu were just, that was not the AmaZulu that I've been seeing, you know, playing this season. But during that game, you know, Pirates just dominated them. AmaZulu made a lot of mistakes and Pirates just punished. You know, credit to Monapule Saleng again for another, you know, spectacular performance. And Relebo Hileratom, you know, getting his first professional goal, you know, in that game. So big ups to Pirates. I think it was well deserved for them. We must go to Africa and represent us very well in the CAF Champions League.
Yeah, a friend of mine told me not to talk about Ratomo because he says we must not, he's a Pirates supporter, by the way. He said we must not hype him up because they don't want him to go the way of the other players. But now that you've brought him, like I said, you are controversial, so you've brought him up again. So it's not me. What do you make of him so far? We've seen him in two games, impressed in the first game. The goal should have been credited to him because it was just an unfortunate deflection on the guy, Royal AM player. And then he's got another one now.
I think there's, you know, the future looks very bright for Relebo Hileratomo. You know, unlike, you know, many of the young stars who were promoted to the senior team at Pirates, you know, he's very different. You know, he's so confident on the ball. You know, he plays so freely. And I think that's what, you know, Coach Jose has helped him with. Even, you know, the likes of Kennedy Rasmus, you know, when we speak about him, you know, we speak about this young, talented player who's eager and who's ambitious to do well, and I think that has helped him very much in his game, because I mean he plays so freely. I mean, like, he's just 17 years old, so, you know, for a 17 year old like that, you know, playing like that, I mean, it's very good for Pirates. And unlike other, you know, Pirates players who were promoted, yes, they were talented, but immediately when they had to step up in the first team, they couldn't really, you know, play to their best. But Ratom is just on he's on another level, and I see, you know, him doing great things in Pirates, and, you know, hopefully he's going to go at one of the big clubs, not in the South African Premier League, but overseas.
Yeah, and obviously, Kaizer Chiefs, 12th defeat for this season. I felt that the players were not there. Zwane was right when he said after the game that the players were not there. Unfortunately, on the day I had to watch Sundowns because it was a bigger game. But when I saw the highlights and I saw the repeats, I was not impressed with how Chiefs played on the day and how flat they were. But you understand, because the season has been heavy. Things have not gone their way the whole season. So what do you make of Chiefs and Athazwane, and the way that now he stands? Because there's rumors that he might leave, that he might be fired. So what do you make of his season so far?
You know, I think it's very unfair and, you know, very unfortunate, you know, to hear rumors of, you know, linking or saying that Athazwane is going to leave Chiefs. I mean, in my own opinion, I've seen, you know, Chiefs play, you know, some of their best football in some of the games, you know, this season. And like I said, you know, in the previous podcast, Zwane has brought in, has built a very good foundation at Kaizer Chiefs, you know, and it's just a matter of trying to assemble, you know, a very, very strong squad, you know, and getting, you know, some of the players that will come to the club and help them compete with the likes of Pirates, because now Pirates are very well built. Pirates are competitive, and I see them, you know, challenging Mamelodi Sundowns for the DStv Premiership title. So Chiefs, I think Afazwani is on the right track. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of getting the right players at the right positions for him in order to make the club, you know, great again. But I see them competing next season. I don't really want to see Afazwani, you know, leaving the club.
Yeah, I feel so as well. I feel that with a few additions to his squad, you know, and it's unfortunate for him because, and he's admitted that some of the players that they brought in, they didn't work out. They didn't work out for Chiefs. Yeah. They couldn't handle the stage. I think Chiefs is a bigger stage than they'd imagined before. But some really did well, like Sitere, I think, did fairly well.
Did fairly
Dupree,
well, yeah.
First Dupree. Season, not bad. Yeah, there were those that really didn't work out.
Yeah,
like,
I mean,
Quiniga,
like,
I was more disappointed in Quiniga. You
exactly,
know.
You know, players like even Sekota, you know. Sekota, I mean, like, I was expecting him to shine at Chiefs, but unfortunately, he didn't give that. I mean, like, he came in with a lot of expectations. I mean, when he played at Swallows, you know, he was doing really great things. He has experience of playing overseas again, but at Chiefs, he was just an ordinary player. He didn't bring anything to the club.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Mamelodi Sundowns. Oh, jeez, what a disappointment that was. You know, I could feel for them, you know. Yeah, having worked so hard, you know. But I feel personally, I think that it was a lack of experience, especially from the coach, that brought them to where they are. Because I felt that in a game like that, you don't play the Sundowns way. You play to win. You don't play possession football. You don't play. Because those guys are just waiting for Sundowns to do anything and they respond. And they know that once you score, you're going to have that lapse of concentration and they come and score. And, you know, and it worked for them. They got that win. That win, a 2-2 draw is good enough for them. They knew coming to the country that they needed a scoring draw. That's all they needed.
Yeah, but I'd like to differ with you, Spo. It's not about the matter of, you know, Rulani not really having that experience. You know, Rulani has brought in, actually, no, Sundowns has really had this, you know, culture and tradition of them playing position football. So for them to try to change, you know, this be a style of play because of, you know, we want to get into a final and we are playing against Wydad, I think it was not going to work for them. But they have that tradition, they have that culture of playing position football because it has been working for them over the years, you know, in the last couple of seasons. So it was just unfortunate that, you know, Mtobi Vala scored an own goal, which was very unfortunate. I feel very sorry for him because, you know, that was a very big game, you know, that was very, very, very big for Mamelodi Sundowns to, if had they, you know, reached the final of the Champions League, I'm sure, you know, they would have gone on and lifted the trophy. Yeah. But, you know, I mean, such things happen in football. And, you know, I just hope that Mtobi Vala doesn't really kick himself that much. You know, it happens. This is football. Yeah. We've seen a lot of such things happen.
Yeah. And then we must also commend the Sundowns supporters, you know, for staying behind and singing with the club and clapping for them. And and reassuring Mvala and the whole team that they are still behind them besides that, because some fans, we know, they are very fickle.
Hey.
Like at that other club from Soweto, they would have thrown things, they would have jumped up and down and called for the coach to step down and all that. But Sundowns fans stood there, sang and just celebrated with the players, although they knew that it was, you know, they felt that it's difficult, but they understood how difficult it is for the players especially, you know, because they were there. They were fighting for the team, but it couldn't work. So, you know, for them to stay behind there, they need to be commended. That's what supporters should do.
Yeah.
Supporters stand with the team, good or bad. They
good
stand
or bad.
With the team. Yeah. All right. And then let's move to the final game of the season. Right. We'll talk the nominees for the awards maybe next week.
Next week,
when they've won, because it's on Sunday. You know, Pirates, I don't know. I hear now stories that they are not favorites. What's happening? You work there. You are always there. Why are you guys now saying they are not favorites?
No, thing is, Bo, if you look at the last two league games between Pirates and Skukuni, you know, Skukuni has really, really, you know, given Pirates a run for their money. I mean, they beat them 2-0 in the first round of the league. And in the recent league game, they played to a 1-1 draw. And I think that's why, you know, a lot of people are now saying, you know, going to this game, Pirates are not really favorites. But again, if you look at it, Skukuni's away, Skukuni doesn't really have pressure going to this match. I don't think they are under pressure to win this match. And, you know, considering the fact that this is a final, a cup final, a lot more is expected from Pirates. A lot more is expected from Pirates because fans want to see Pirates, you know, winning their second trophy, you know, in one season. When was the last time Pirates won two trophies in one season? That was a very long time ago. I can't even remember. So Pirates are under pressure going to this game. Sekhukhune are much more relaxed. Their players are confident. But the fact that the Pirates hasn't been able to beat them, you know, this season, really gives them, it really boosts their morale. So that's why, you know, a lot of people are saying, you know, Pirates are not really, you know, favorites to win this match. But, I mean, you have to give credit to Sekhukhune. You have to give credit to Braden Truter. I think that Sekhukhune team has done very well this season. We are in the top eight. You know, we reached the final of a NetBank Cup. And, you know, you look at their squad, the experience in their squad, your likes of Kamohelo Mokotjo, even though he's not really 100% to his best, I think, you know, he's been, you know, given glimpses. And he's been showing class in the games. You know, especially in the last league game against Pirates. You know, the way as Mokotjo, you know, playing in that middle field, he wasn't really that, you know, running all of that, but immediately when he had the ball, the passes that he made, so, you know, he's a masterclass, and a lot is going to come from him, you know, from Mokotjo and Sekhukhune. He's bringing, you know, his experience, and it works very well. And the likes of Villa, you know, they'll be wanting to, you know, to thank the Sekhukhune bosses, you know, for trusting them, for bringing them to their team, and they will be looking to deliver the trophy. I think that's going to work out for Sekhukhune that way, but we're not really under pressure to win this trophy. We've done very well so far.
Yeah, you've been there at Pirates. You were at Sekhukhune yesterday. You were there on Monday at Pirates. And what do you make of, I'm sure you get the sense when you are there. You can get the sense. You can see.
Yeah.
What is your feeling?
No, the feeling among the players is that at Paris they feel very confident. You know, yeah. They feel very confident because they have already, you know, won the M28, you know, this season. Yeah. So that alone, you know, gives them that a bit of, I don't know, it lifts them up a bit because now we are eager to lift their second title, you know, in the season, like I said. So the players are just confident going to this game, despite the fact that they have not been able to beat Sekhukhune this season. And as Sekhukhune, the players are also relaxed. I mean, you should see the likes of Jima there, you know, the likes of Daniel Cardoso. They are so relaxed. You know, they feel like this trophy is, it's already in their cabinet. Yeah. But like I said, we're not under pressure. I think that's why we are so relaxed because, I mean, come on. This is their, I think, you know, it will be their first, you know, trophy in the professional, in the first tier of South African football. Yeah. So it's going to be big for them, but not a lot is expected from them. A lot of people are expecting Paris to beat them. Come on. Yeah. We just have to be honest.
Yeah, and let's put it out there because I hear you now, you're saying first in the top tier. Some people are saying it's going to be their first trophy. It's not because they've won the NFD. They won
yes,
the NFD.
Exactly.
They have a trophy already. So
in the top tier, yes. Hence I'm saying
so
in the
top tier. Yeah. Mm. And then, all right, put your head on the block. Who's going to win it? So if I were to bet on this game, who would Zeppo say I must put my money on?
I'll put my money on Pirates.
Why Pirates? You just said now that they are under pressure.
Yes, they are under pressure. We are under pressure. But again, we are much more eager, you know, to win this trophy. Yeah. Because, and, you know, I like what Coach Jose Rivero, you know, has been doing at Pirates. I see what he's doing. Yeah. And the Pirates that he has built so far, it's at the level of their own. Hence, I say, you know, next season, I think they will be able to, you know, challenge Mamelodi Sundowns for the DStv Premiership title. Yeah. And that team's so is just very well balanced.
Yeah.
Hence, I trust that they will be able to beat Sekhukhune.
Yeah. All right. Before we close off, let's go to the awards. I'm going to put your head on the block again. Footballer of the season. The nominees are Saleng, Ronwen Williams, and Nebohom Mokoena. I would choose Saleng too.
He's done very well since From the first game. Yeah. You know?
And then he's playing all competitions.
He's playing all competitions. He's been scoring goals. He's been making assists. I mean, he's got about 15 goals across all competitions.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's lifted Pirates.
You know? He was carried Pirates. He was the reason Pirates won the MTN8.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right. So we agree on that one. And then the others, coach, maybe? Coach of the season?
For Coach Wilson, I'll go with.
All right,
it's a tough one.
Arulani Mbwena, Jose Rivero, and who's the third one again? Gavin Hunt.
Gavin Hunt, yeah. You know, It's very hard to call, because you look at Rulani Mokoena and what he has done with Sundowns in the domestic, you know, domestically, you know, like winning the DStv Premiership with about 6 games to spare, it says a lot, you know. And you look at Coach Jose, you know, he has reached his second final, he won the MTN Cup, he finished second on the log. It's a very hard one to call. It's a very, very hard one to call.
Yeah.
No.
I think we'll agree on that one, but I would go more towards Kevin Hunt, because of the squad he had. He didn't have the squad. He had to start from scratch with that team, and he's done well, you know, to finish third.
Yeah,
that's not bad.
No, listen, he's
it's just
well.
That in other competitions it didn't do well. So if you consider that, then you're gonna think, okay, no, then Jose Rivero deserves it. But because I'm not counting Rulani. Rulani, I recognize his work; he's done well. But the problem is, he was only in charge as a coach midway through the season.
Okay,
so
yeah,
he was in charge of all the PSL games, the DStv Premiership games. So that for me says it can't be him. Because we were crying when Benny got it, when it came in the middle of the season and Benny got it, you know. But it's not fair. It's like somebody that plays 45 minutes and you nominate them as player of the match, you know. It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and then the Nedbank Cup, obviously, it's going to go to Pirates. It's always Tumakanya, David Tatas. Oh, no, those, the when it's the Tondol goalkeepers, Pamandla. And Edwin Jima, Ikram Reynas, that's Nedbank, Miguel Team, Devin Titus, and Olu Tumakany. You know, who for you deserves this one?
It's a very hard one to call again, because I think all those players who have been nominated, I think they've done well, very well for their respective teams. But again, you have to look at Ikram Reynas. I think he's got about 6 goals, or how many goals?
Seven
goals in the Nedbank Cup. You know, it's a lot. Unfortunately, they didn't reach the final. I would select him. I would select him for the work that he has done for Stellenbosch.
For me, it would be between Tim and Jima. Whoever wins the final, I would give it to him.
That's another thing.
Ikram, yes.
He didn't reach the final. So.
I felt that in that semi-final, he was selfish. He wasn't a team player. He wanted to do everything by himself. He wanted to be the star again. You know, he'd been carrying the team throughout the tournament, but then at some point you need to also understand that it's a team sport.
You need to
play with the other players. I felt that they lost because there were chances where he needed to pass the ball to someone else and he tried to overdo things. And, you know, so for me, it would go to either Jima or Miguel Team, depending on who wins it on Saturday. Yeah, and with that, we'll end it there. Tsepo, thank you very much for making yourself available for this one. And
No, thank you very much, Paul. As always, like I said, looking forward to the Nedbank Cup final. And yeah, we'll see you next week.
All right. Yeah, thank you very much for listening. And please follow us on Twitter. It's at Pakati with 3 A's. And also we are there on Facebook. And you can also get your free copy of Pakati every Tuesday in the Citizen. And it's free. It comes with the Citizen. If you buy the Citizen, you're going to get your free copy. And thank you very much. And if you have a comment, please tag us on Twitter or Facebook and tell us what you think.